Emma shut her car off and took a slow, deep breath. She glanced down at her outfit one more time. She made sure to pick something out of her closet this time that might not reflect her day job, or what used to be her day job, before she had been let go. Like those words softened the blow. They didn't. She needed this job at Heaven's Angels. The school year was over, and no one was hiring teachers anywhere at the moment. And even if they were, the salary wouldn't be enough for her needs. So, she had dragged out her oldest, snug jeans with a ripped-out knee, her tightest blouse, leaving enough buttons undone to give him a good eyeful of her cleavage, and yanked on an old pair of heels she found at the back of her closet. Unfortunately, her feet were already killing her, and all she did was walk in them out to her car. She also had given the club manager plenty of time to cool down while she went home, got on the internet, and did some research. Who knew that YouTube was a wealth of information on how to strip? After dragging out her full-length mirror, she'd set her laptop up where she could see it and practiced for the past few hours, until she was pretty sure she had a routine down pat. When she came back, more determined than ever to show this strip club manager how serious she was, she found the front door to the club locked. Not willing to give up that easily, she drove around back, hoping she'd find another entrance. Like an employee entrance? A way to get back inside and beg for a second chance. As she was preparing herself mentally in what she could assume was the employee parking lot, another car pulled up next to her and a female got out. Emma scrambled from her car and called out to her.
Hi!
She added a little wave to be extra friendly, to show she was harmless and not some stripper stalker. The woman wrestled a huge purse out of the car and slammed the door shut before turning and giving Emma a suspicious look.
Yeah?
I'm looking for Dawson.
The platinum blonde gave Emma the side eye and a frown.
Dawson?